Today marks the beginning of the Lunar New Year. It is the Year of the Snake. And here in the U.S., we often refer to this as the Chinese New Year, but it's actually celebrated throughout the Asian world. And you can be sure there will be lots of snake stuff sold in marketplaces around the world. But today we're going to look at a higher-end market. NPR's Karen Grigsby-Bates brings us the story of how some luxury retailers are targeting Asian shoppers, following in the footsteps of one big New York store that's been doing it for decades.
Back in the winter of 1972, Richard Nixon became the first American president to visit the People's Republic of China. The previous summer, he'd lifted the U.S. trade embargo with the communist country. And immediately, Marvin Traub, the president of upscale department store Bloomingdale's, decided he wanted to sell Chinese goods in his flagship store on the Upper East Side.
Bloomingdale's was the first store in the United States that had an event that was totally devoted to Chinese products and Chinese customs and Chinese traditions and Chinese craftsmanship.
Michael Gould is Bloomingdale's current president and CEO. He's proud that his store was one of the first to recognize how important it was to do business with the People's Republic. The China Passage boutique Marvin Traub envisioned opened in the fall of 1971 and caused a sensation in New York. Customers poured in to buy housewares, crafts, and even mouse suits and caps made on the mainland. Now, Gould says, Bloomingdale's is just as interested in having sales go the other way. So the store lures affluent visitors from Asia to shop there by creating a retail environment that caters to their interests and culture, especially the Chinese, who have become as desirable here as American tourists and dollars once were in Europe.
All one has to do is walk the streets of Paris or walk into Galeries Lafayette or Printemps or even Harrods and Selfridges in London and see how the Chinese have really gone there. You can see they've gone to where it's easy.
A speedier visa process for Chinese visitors is making it easier for them to come here. And Bloomingdale's is determined to make it easy for Asian visitors to spend here. Other stores recently have begun to woo Asian shoppers, but Bloomingdale's, because of its 40-year history with China, remains a coveted and well-known destination among cosmopolitan Chinese. A reporter for Star Lux, a Chinese-language luxury site, takes viewers into the flagship store in Manhattan. The camera pans to welcome banners with Chinese calligraphy, scarlet floral arrangements, and pop-up shops featuring everything from luxury leather goods, in red for luck, to serving pieces in silver and gold. 40 years ago, Bloomingdale's was asking Chinese manufacturers to adjust some of their items to appeal to American buyers. Now it's making its own adjustments to draw in more Chinese. Karen Grigsby-Bates, NPR News.